Many of the areas that are currently conserved are in the more northern and eastern, the rural regions of the state. Often those have been the areas of sort of low-hanging fruit, targets of opportunity, and they're great depending on the specific goal of the conservation effort. If you're looking to preserve wildlife habitat, that certainly is a central focus of these holdings. If you're looking for some other benefits like working landscapes, creating recreational opportunities in and around population centers, that would be something where we'd certainly want to look more at southern and central Maine.
The report talks about strategic land conservation going forward. Why don't you explain a little bit about that concept?
Yeah, rather than looking at the total amount of conserved acreage, where we are well over the council's previous benchmark, there really should be, and I think the council would advocate an effort to be strategic. And by strategic, we mean looking specifically at what your conservation goals are. Are you looking to conserve a small park in and around Greater Portland? That certainly has a different value than the acreage we see up in northern Maine if you're looking to conserve recreation opportunities. So when we say strategic, it really is looking at not the total number of acreage, but looking strategically at what your goals are. Is it working landscapes? Is it habitat? Is it recreation opportunities? And using that as a guide for our future efforts.
And in the case of habitat, it may be looking for opportunities to connect parcels that are already conserved.
Certainly, yeah. There's a vast amount of data out there that shows that it's not simply the number of acres that are conserved, it's which acreage is conserved. And are you connecting those large tracts of land? And large tracts of land serve larger animals very well. Moose, bear, they need those large tracts of land. If you're looking for other purposes, smaller tracts can certainly serve that.
The report mentions that right now there are 88 land trusts in the state, a number that I guess places us sixth in the nation. And I was wondering if that's really such a good thing. Can all those 88 land trusts succeed in remaining financially viable and good stewards of the lands they do conserve?
That's a great question. One thing we hear often, and it's not just with land trusts in the state of Maine, but we do have a large number of organizations, be it nonprofits, other organizations that are working in the state. So 88 is a lot, and Maine is not a particularly large state compared to the western states. Many of the land trusts that we see now were built around, formed around a specific issue to preserve one specific area, and maybe have expanded their mission since then. But one of the arguments that we hope the report shines a light on is that it's important for these organizations to be working together to coordinate their efforts among themselves and also with municipalities and with state government so we have a more comprehensive approach going forward.
I don't know if the report gets into this in any detail, but what resources would the state need to have in order to continue its land conservation efforts in the years ahead?
Well, the state itself has some programs like the Land for Maine's Future program, other conservation efforts. There's some federal efforts, federal dollars that come into the state. So it really is coordinating those efforts. I think the state, to a large extent, could play a coordination effort of helping to guide some of the efforts of the land trusts and be strategic about where those monies and where those efforts are targeted towards.